Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, I'm actually back in the town I grew up in, back from my best friend's wedding. And what's interesting to me, my friends, is I don't know how many of you can relate to this, but there was a book I've been listening to and I heard about a long time ago called The Importance of Living by a Chinese man named Lin Yutang. Now, it's an obscure book. Might be a little too esoteric for a lot of people. But for me, when I first started to read this man, he kind of brought the yin and yang together for me. He basically described the human existence as bringing the soul and the body together. He basically said that the happiest moments of one's life did not consist of necessarily the great successes that they aspired to, but it consisted of getting your hair cut every 2 weeks and watching your neighbor fall off the roof. cutting a watermelon on a hot sunny day. Letting a fly or a wasp out of the room. Stuff like that. And his argument was that while we have higher aspirations, we're basically monkeys. You might be asking yourself, Austin, what in the hell are we talking about today? Why are you bringing this up? Well, my friends, despite my cynical nature, or despite the fact that I'm sitting here looking over the Silicon Valley area, the outstretched hills right in front of me, people going about their day while I'm sitting up here on a mountainside looking down, almost like an outsider looking in, it's important that despite the fact that we all go through intense struggles, hardships, pain, and suffering, it's important that we remember what it is that we're here for. We remember that there is beauty to be found in this world, despite the fact that a lot of people are miserable, despite the fact that people don't live up to the expectations we have, despite the fact that we're disappointed all too often. It's important that we remember that there is beauty to be found in nature and in looking around and seeing the world around us. I mentioned before that my best friend, he's getting married. I've known him my whole life. And while I have my skeptical sides of marriage, I'm not completely sure that, you know, this is for everybody, or if anything, it's something that people shouldn't do in most instances. There is beauty to be found in it. And because there's beauty to be found in it, it's important that we don't lose friends who think differently than us. I mean, don't get it twisted. I'm not going to sit up here and tell you that marriage is a good idea, because I don't think it is. But what I will tell you is there's a certain magic to people who, at least at face value, they seem like they're in love and they seem like they're trying to build something special. Now, that being said, I can hear it in my own head. Maybe it's your cynicism or maybe it's mine. But I can hear it, and it's saying that, Austin, what are you talking about? We all know it's not real. We know that it's just based off of a symbiotic relationship. We know that even if it's lasting right now, it won't last forever. And you know what? Whether that's your cynicism talking or mine, I see where you're coming from. I really do. And that's why I think it's all the more important for us to understand the animalistic nature of man, and for us to soak in the beauty of nature and to understand our own roots. Part of this show, I would argue the main focus of the show that you're listening to, is to understand how you're being exploited, understand where, how, by whom, etc. And oftentimes the worst trickster is ourselves, because we choose to believe the things we want to believe, and we cast aside that which we wish to not be true, or that doesn't align with what we were taught as children. And all too often, this is what we deal with. This is the reality we live in. And my friends, I want to remind you that if that's the way you operate, you're not alone. And more than anything else, I would encourage you to put your cynicism to the test. All of us have experienced pain, suffering, we're jaded, we're unhappy, we're skeptical. All these things are naturally part of the human condition, but we should not overlook the beauty around us. As I said, I'm sitting on a on a hillside right now, looking at the trees, looking at the people going about their day. And there's beauty in that. And there's beauty in feeling like an outsider. Outsider looking inside. Because make no mistake about it, if you listen to the show, you are an outsider. If you were an insider, you'd be out there taking the normal approach of parroting all the ideas put on social media, put out by the politicians, put out by all these people. You would be parroting the same propaganda that everybody else is if you were an insider, but you're not. Because if you were, you would turn the show off already. Too esoteric, too on the nose of the problems, and you would have turned off. But the fact of the matter is, you're still listening. And the reason you're listening is because your soul is searching for something. Even if you're a lot older than me, I'm in my 20s. Even if you're a lot older than me, your soul is similar to mine in that you want more out of life. You want to understand the mysteries of the universe. You want to understand why you exist, why you live in the world you live in, and to understand how it operates so you can get what you want out of this life. Because make no mistake, we all have wants, we all have desires, and even if they seem natural, a lot of them are based off of a fantasy that is not real. A lot of them are based and rooted in ideas that are not your own, that were conscripted by men who are far wealthier and far more devious than you can imagine. Case in point, guys like, in my opinion, Walt Disney and his cohorts, who put out the idea that, oh, you can have true love. I don't believe in true love. I believe that people have wants and desires, and as long as you are the best option, you can trust people's own self-interest. Because unless you're psychotic, you're going to always put your own self-interest at the forefront of your mind. But despite my own cynicism, or maybe I hear yours talking, I can't tell. Sometimes it's hard to tell. But maybe I'm just so cynical that I think you're cynical as much as I am. Who knows? Could be, could not be, but all I know for sure is the more I've traveled, whether it's going back to old places, getting to know new places, the more I realize that human beings are really not that complicated or different. They're just different flavors of the same ice cream. We're all in the same ice cream store. All have similar base ingredients, but there are slight, subtle differences that can add up over time and make it seem like it's gelatin or seem like it's something completely different when it's still just ice cream. It's still the same thing. We as human beings are not as complicated as we think. There's a lot of money that is made off of dividing us, and that's one of the ways you're exploited, is hating your neighbor when in fact your neighbor is probably 90% similar to you, if not more. You just don't know it. Even if you're a flaming liberal, or a rock-hard, ribbed conservative, and your neighbor is the opposite of you, you have more in common than you think. Whether it's your neighbor is a different race than you, has a different religion than you, or has no religion at all, or whatever it may be, they're more similar than you might imagine. And on our journey to understand the world and to understand who is exploiting us, why, and for what reason, it's important for us to not miss the forest for the trees. I'm looking out amongst the great oak trees, the great redwood trees of California, which are some of the most beautiful trees you'll ever find in the world. Amazing. It's about not losing the forest for the trees, not getting hung up on little things. Even if they seem like mountains, maybe they're just molehills in disguise. It's important for us to understand what it is we're dealing with to go and find a solution. Whether it's you want to be rich or you want to get consistent access to sex, I don't care what it is. We all have desires, and a lot of our life is spent on trying to figure out how to get those things, oftentimes feeling powerless or like passengers in our own life, in our own bodies. My friends, I would encourage you, if you're in that situation, I've been there more times than I care to remember, despite my young age. I don't feel young, by the way. I feel like I've been alive for 1,000 years already. Because a man like me should live 1,000 years. You might say it's egotistical, but I say you're wrong. because there's so much in the world to learn. There's so much out there to discover and to understand the purpose of life. A lot of people want to just say the purpose of life is to throw yourself into your religion or whatnot. I think there's more to it than that. I really do. Despite the fact that I hold beliefs from both Judaism and Christianity, I don't limit myself to just one understanding of the world because there is no single understanding of the world, in my opinion. And when it comes down to it, my friends, we need to appreciate the beauty of life. We need to appreciate the moments we have that are joyful. I'll be honest with you. I'm not a naturally happy person. You probably picked up on that really quickly if you're observant. But I would care to wager that you are either. Because if you were, you'd probably be smoking weed, or you'd be drinking already, or you'd be doing some drugs or whatever to try to chase that pleasure instead of trying to chase understanding and knowledge and wisdom and enlightenment. That's the end goal. Not necessarily the Buddhist form of enlightenment per se. Enlightenment is the ability to not just understand things, but to integrate them into your life, to understand why the world operates, and to then seamlessly go with it. Always keeping your mind open to uncomfortable realities that you don't enjoy, you don't like, you don't want, but they are there nonetheless, and therefore you must make do. You must understand them. You don't resist reality, you embrace it. You harness it like a cowboy lassoing a dairy cow to pull him across the range. That's what you must do if you want to succeed in this life. And that's in the opinion of a young man like myself. That's what I've found to be true. You might disagree. But when I look out at the beauty of life, I look at the excitement in my best friend's eyes as he's about to get married. It's one of those things that it helps to show me that there is tremendous beauty even in things that I may not understand. I believe there is beauty in institutions such as marriage. The problem is it's been so subverted by the politicians, by the religious leaders, and by philosophers, and I really think it's something that it's sad, truly. But at the end of the day, it makes no difference whether I like it or not. What makes a difference is whether it's happening and how we respond to it, because that's what we can control. We can't control what people in power do. We can't control what the people with money decide to do with their money. What we can't control is how we respond and how we adapt to the environment we find ourselves in. And it's all about appreciating the little beauty here and there in the world, because while the world might be collapsing, or in the eyes of many, it already has, or it's on the decline, so look to the things that are eternal, that are going to outlive us, that will help you keep your mind grounded. There's a tree here in this town that I grew up in called Murphy's Oak Tree. It's been around since the 1760s, I believe. And so it's been around longer than the United States has as a country. And when I look at a tree like that, and I look at how it stood there despite all of the chaos, despite all of the changes, how Native American children probably once planted this tree and looked over this tree, while I stand here as a man of European descent, and I look at this tree hundreds of years later, and I touch the tree, and I say this tree has outlived so many tumultuous times, so many difficult situations and wars and conquering and pillaging and building and tearing down and everything. And it's outlived it all. It stood firm in its ability to survive. And I know a lot of you have done the same, despite that you probably haven't lived hundreds of years. And if you have, please tell me your secret. Please call me. Please comment. I'd love to know your secret of how you've lived hundreds of years. But my friends, I tell you this to encourage you to not lose hope, in that hope can be dangerous if given in too high a dose, but to understand what is causing you to feel the way you're feeling. And oftentimes it's the monkey within every man, within every woman, that is clinging in symbols, distracting you and preventing you from being streamlined and in working in unison with the spirit that resides within every person, in my estimation, and in my reading of human psychology, human history, human religion. All of it ties to a single point, which is that there is more to the human than just the sometimes hairless, oftentimes very hairy human form. My friends, you let me know how you appreciate nature, how you get in touch with the primal, primitive, animalistic nature of man, and how you use it to catapult yourself forward and keep grounded, like that oak tree that I was talking about that's been around since the 1760s. How do you do it, my friends who listen to the show? How do you keep yourself grounded when everyone around you is losing their heads and blaming it on you? If you can keep the common touch while walking amongst kings, then you will be a man, my son. That's what Rudyard Kipling said. And many people are losing their heads and blaming it on all of us, especially us guys who are, quote, red pill, manosphere, or MGTOW. They're blaming it on us. While we sit here like the Stoics that we most likely have become through tremendous discipline and sacrifice, and we sit here and we look at the world as the Neros of our time are playing their fiddles and Rome is burning, how do we keep ourselves stable? How do you do it? Let me know in the comments below. My friends, take care of yourselves. Enjoy today. Enjoy this weekend. Do something nice for yourself. Go for a walk in nature. Hug a tree. Be like the hippies that used to be somewhat liberal and now they're just communists. You hear the birds in the background? I hope you do. Because this is how you keep yourself grounded in nature, as you remember the primitive side of man. My friends, take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. I gotta go get some matcha. I gotta go get some work done. Take care of yourselves. I appreciate all of you very much. And I hope that this wasn't too esoteric, this wasn't too insular, and that you understood where I was coming from, and that this resonated on your soul, and that this will cultivate a very tough line of questioning that will lead you to another step closer to enlightenment. Take care of yourselves. I'm out. Peace.